This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zygabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCal very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from LaCal Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brooklyn's. Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Good evening to all of you here on ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Jeremy Plyman at Anna, and we've got a special game for you tonight here on Scores Broadcast featuring the Anna Rockets at home against the Botkins Trojans. It's an important game in the SCAL. Botkins sits atop the league standings with a mark of 8-0, 11-2 overall. Anna 5-2, 6-8 on the year, tied with Jackson Center for second. Tigers also 5-2, 7-7 on the campaign. If Botkins is going to not finish the deal and not close out the campaign by winning the Shelby County Athletic League, Anna tonight, Rushi next Friday, will have something to say about it. Botkins has got to go to both places here at Anna this evening, at Rushi 1 week from tonight. Jackson Center goes to Botkins on Tuesday. Trojans have an opportunity or two for a loss. This Anna gym has been the site of upset specials in the last few campaigns. 2 years ago in early February, Rushi came in unbeaten, lost to Anna by a score of 52-48. And back in Botkins state championship season of 2021, the Botkins Trojans were edged out here 61-59 by Anna. One of only three setbacks suffered by the state champ Trojans in that campaign. Jeremy, this is a haunted place sometimes late in the season for favorites in the SCAL. They come in expecting to win. The fans expect them to win. And the home club, Anna, plays with nothing to lose, fearless, and pulls off the upset. We'll see what happens tonight.
expectations go to die here when you come over here and you got a good team. You never know what Nate Barhorst is going to bring to the table. But what you do know is these kids are going to play hard, they're going to play loose, and they're going to play in a hurry.
Both teams are pretty hot right now. Botkin's Trojans have reeled off three straight wins since losing their first two of the campaign. Anna's won three out of four after dropping 7 of 8. The Anna Rockets are now starting to get some real steady scoring. Ryland Platfoot, Brady Winning are knocking down shots. It's a well-rounded team effort. Logan Ziegenbusch has come on. Early on in the campaign, Anna had difficulty reaching 40. Rockets were mired in the 30s for offensive outputs. Botkins has gotten steady scoring all year long. Yes, the Trojans went outside the SCAL, lost a couple to clubs in the MAC. Let's face it, it's not an overall great year for the Shelby County Athletic League. Botkins over 500 on the campaign. Fairlawn is over 500. And that's it. Everybody else 500 for the season or less. Yet the Botkins Trojans have played well enough to deserve this 8-0 in the SCAL. They are the team to beat.
And they beat people that's on their schedule, and that's at the end of the day. Now, you talked about it, Jack. Their next four games include here tonight, Preble Shawnee coming in tomorrow with a 10-2 record in a Division V school, Jackson Center coming to town on Tuesday, and then going to Rushi, which is another tough place to play. The Botkins Trojans are going to find out in the next four games who they are and what they're made of.
Exactly. And tonight and tomorrow, Anna Preble Shawnee posed some challenges in terms of defense for Botkins because the Rockets and the Arrows are big-sized basketball teams.
Yeah, especially now. What the Trojans didn't see the first game was Carter Wenning, the junior for the Rockets, who's now come onto the scene and has been inserted into that starting lineup. He doesn't get to the paint much, but what he does is he stretches that floor, and who's benefiting from it? Big brother Brady, who has a lot more room to play down there on the post.
Logan Ziegenbusch for Anna got off to a slow start. He was still playing the quarterback on the gridiron. Hadn't made the transfer yet to quarterback on the hardwood. Boy, he's doing it now. And he and Brady Winning and Ryland Platfoot give Coach Barhorst's team a trio of fine scores. Anything else is a bonus. Anna has been very productive, scoring in the 50s and 60s last four games. First quarter starts have been outstanding. I think 14, 15, 18, and 24 points in the last four first periods. Head coach Nate Barhorst's team is turning the corner. Phil Groves' club is right there. What's Phil Groves done in 5 years? Well, he's led the Trojans to about 20 wins per season.
He's brought them to two regional finals. You know, like you said, it's pretty impressive the team that what Phil Groves has done here. Picked up from where Sean Powell kind of left off, took the team over there in 2021-2022, and what he's putting on the floor right now is pretty impressive, and he's got his young Trojans primed for another deep run into this tournament.
Botkins' last three victories have been over Fort Loramie, 44-24, New Bremen 53-47, Fairlawn 64-32. The game this past Tuesday against Salina was canceled because of the heavy snow. Meanwhile, Anna has ripped off victories over Fairlawn 63-53, Rushi 59-43, Houston 61-34. Amidst those wins, a setback against Waynesville at the Fort Loramie MLK Classic 65-58. That was a game Anna could have won. A couple three shots in the last 4 minutes, hung on the rim, bounced off. Rockets had a chance to tie, as I recall, on an inbounds play. Shot just didn't go in. A very good Waynesville team. Anna has been impressive. That's all there is to it. Nate would tell you right away, hey, we are playing the very best basketball of the season right now, heading into this game against Botkins tonight.
I feel that weekend was a turning point for the Rockets. Friday night they knocked off, I believe, Rushi there here at home.
Yep.
And then they come back on Sunday, and it might have been a loss, but that Waynesville team is going to make some noise in Division 5 down there. They get up and down the floor, and like you said, Rushi had it at a one-possession game with about 40 seconds to go. Couldn't get a shot to fall. Waynesville knocked down some free throws, and the Rockets just couldn't get that deal to take care of. But they are playing their best basketball right now tonight.
Yeah, the difference in that game wound up 7. It was really a one- or two-possession game till the last 40 seconds or so. Our JV game tonight is tight, 32-31 in favor of Botkins by a single point. 3 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Let's hope it doesn't go OT. We've got a lot to talk about in advance of this Anna Botkins varsity game. I don't know if we've got another overtime's worth of material. we got a bunch to say, that's for sure. Should be a fine game, as we noted. It's been upset central here at Anna in two of the last 4 or 5 seasons in the SCAL. Rockets have been big underdogs against state-ranked opponents in the league, and Anna has pulled off victories. Will that happen again here tonight? We shall see. Again, 32-31, the JV game. Botkins leads, 2:30 left in the fourth quarter. We'll return with more from here at a packed Anna gym in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Hello, once again, welcome back to Anna, the scene of tonight's game between the Anna Rockets and Botkins Trojans. Botkins won the freshman game by 16 points. Botkins leads here in the JV tilt by 5, 36-31, with 43 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Anna is coached by 15-year man Nate Barhorst. He's a graduate of Anna High School. Went on to Ohio Northern, played wing on the ONU basketball team. Outstanding head coach, 2018 Division III Coach of the Year in the state of Ohio was Nate Barhorst at Anna. As we mentioned several minutes ago, Phil Groves, year five at Botkins, about 20 victories a season, while Coach Groves has been managing this club. Right now, Botkins holds down the number two spot in the latest Max Preps poll in Division 7 in the state of Ohio, right behind Delphi St. John's. And I tell you what, Jeremy, given the fact that D7's a little watered down, no longer four divisions, not five like maybe we would have preferred, not six, seven. Yeah, watered down, but I tell you, you look at the field in Division 7, Delphi St. John's, Botkins probably on paper deserve to be 1-2.
Yeah, you think if you look at those two teams and you look at people around the area on this half of the state where we're accustomed to, both those teams probably deserve to be up in that number 1-2 spot. You know, now Delphi St. John's is led by Cameron Elwer over there, you know, Furman can commit Division 1. They're a little bit of a different animal, but right now the Botkins Trojans in this area and down in this region, you know, probably the team that you want to hang your hat on a little bit. And history says Phil Groves is going to get them there towards the end of the year. He's going to make a push to try to get down to that UD arena.
Botkins Trojans, number two in Southwest District Division 7 in the north section behind Cedarville. That's a combination of what, RPI, computer, who knows what else?
Wins and losses by not only the teams you beat, not only your wins and losses, but the teams that you're beating and playing, their wins and losses as well. And like you said, Cedarville down there out of the south, down by Springfield, a team that Botkins ran into along their run to the state title, beat them in the regional finals there in 2021, is back again, and they're making a push down in that area as well.
Again, the thing I don't like about attempting to rank teams or seed teams in district tournament in this fashion is that Botkins led Minster, for example, for 30 of 32 minutes and got beat with three, and that's not even considered, and that's too bad. I think the coaches would have valuable input. I'd like to see a combination of maybe some sort of digital analysis and subjective review from the coaches.
Yeah, I would love to see them go to some type of, I'm not anti-RPI, but let's use that, and then let's let the coaches have their vote too and come back with some kind of consensus, maybe a 50-50 split, and say, hey, this is kind of how we see it. Because like you said, you know, the Trojans led 30 of 32 minutes there against the Minster Wildcats. On the other hand, you go down south, and Cedarville's getting extra points because they're playing teams in their league that are Division 4, Division 5, but aren't very good teams, but they're getting bonus points. They're weighted scores because of that reason right there.
So in this Southwest District for Division 7, right now the rankings are as such: Cedarville, Botkins, Lehman, Franklin Monroe, Newton, Mississinewa Valley, Jackson Center, Rushi, Fairlawn, Fort Loramie. That's the top 10. Anna's in Division 5. In the north section of Southwest District Division 5, it's Indian Lake, Waynesville, Versailles, West Liberty, Salem, Breville, Shawnee, the opponent tomorrow for Botkins in a game we're covering here on Scores Broadcast. Arcanum is sixth, Dayton Christian seventh, Anna sits at eighth. So it's an opportunity for Anna tonight to improve its lot in terms of where it might go on the board, how early can it position itself in the tournament bracket. And Botkins is just a hair behind Cedarville, and could lap Cedarville with a win tonight over Division 5 Anna.
Well, and that's exactly what I was going to say. You know, we were just talking about Cedarville playing in their league where they have Division 4 and 5s, and on the schedule for the Botkins Trojans this weekend are two Division 5 schools. So this is a big weekend for the Trojans that, yes, you could see them jump over the top of Cedarville. On the other hand, for the Inner Rockets, that is one tough regional right there.
Yes, indeed.
Or district, excuse me. Whoa, boy.
Well, Botkins won the JV game 42-31. Botkins won the freshman game by 16. Varsity tilt is about a quarter of an hour away. I'm Jack Kramer along with Jeremy Plyman here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Botkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnipple say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Botkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenHardt. For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the Food Court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November. November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
It is high school basketball tonight from here at Anna. Bet Band is striking up. It's a full house. We expect a great game between the Anna Rockets and Bodkins Trojans. In the first meeting between the two, Bodkins won at home by a final score of 61-52. Anna led 27-20 at half. In fact, Anna made its first seven shots of the game, bolting out to a double-digit lead in the first 6 or 7 minutes. Bodkins rallied with a great second half, 1-9, outscoring Anna by 16 points over the final two quarters. Pitts hit 15, Monin and Zimpfer 13 each, Hillscamp 11 for Bodkins. Anna was led by Flatfoot with 24, Brady Winning had 14 in that first outing between the two clubs. Who will get off to the good start tonight? Well, Anna did in the first meeting, but Bodkins finished much better. It'll be important tonight for the visiting team, Bodkins, to get off to a good beginning. Trojans don't want to fall behind to the Rockets in two straight encounters this year in hopes of rallying in the second half. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, the key building components are, well, Ryland Flatfoot's been red hot. You've got Eli Pitts out front for Bodkins. Could be a very interesting pairing there. Who will try to slow down the hot scoring Brady Winning of Anna for the Bodkins Trojans? Will it be Steinke? Will it be Hillscamp? And we're going to find out as these two fine head coaches match wits here tonight. Those are the key building components for Anna and Bodkins. They open the doors to success for these two clubs. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulte and Rushi will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combination of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at Lumber Dealers Home Centers and door specialists everywhere. A new sponsor on Scores Broadcast is Woody's at Kayville. It's a great diner, outstanding food. It's getting rave reviews online, and the crowds are outstanding. It's one of the very few breakfast, lunch, and dinner spots around. It's a two-year-old diner in Kettlersville, Woody's at Kayville, on Route 274 east of 29. You'll love that Lake Monster breakfast from 7 to 10:30 Wednesday to Sunday. Hash browns and eggs smothered in gravy. Daily lunch plates. 4 p.m. dinner specials include 95-cent wings on Mondays, barbecue ribs and chicken on Thursdays, prime rib on Saturdays, and more. Customers love the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's at Kayville. That's located in Kettlersville. Woody's is your classic go-to spot for any meal of the day. And oh yes, you can order piping hot pizza and hearty hamburgers too. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274. The one diner that is well worth the drive. Thanks to Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney. It provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. These services include VA claim assistance, the on-site food pantry, emergency financial relief, just to name a few. Shelby County Veterans Services is here to ensure that you receive all the benefits that you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit the website, Shelby County Veterans, that's veterans plural, shelbycountyveterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Thanks so much to Osgood Bank, new location in Rushi. We're in the process of producing new commercials for Osgood. New location in Rushi as of last spring. Locations in Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, Osgood, and Chickasaw. OsgoodBank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. A big hello to Local Equipment, a Scores founding partner back in 2006. Thank you, Local. We would not be on the air today without your support 21 years ago. Gratitude to Local, which moved from L.A., California to Jackson Center in Shelby County in 1983. And since 06, Local Equipment has been on the air with us here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Leading scores for these two clubs at this point in time, Ryland Flatfoot, 14.4 for the Anna Rockets, Jeremy. Brady Winning at 10.4. It'll be imperative for Bodkins to slow down those two young men and not allow them to get off to good beginnings in this game tonight.
I think we look at the keys here, Jack, and both teams have a trio of players right here that's going to lead them in this. So the question becomes, which trios hold their own? And if not, and both of them do, which one gets the supporting act from the side? For the Trojans, we've seen Tucker Hillscamp time and time again come through. The first game, he had 11 points. He's the one that kind of jump-started them in the second half. They started going to Tucker on the block, and he started to work his way down there. And as of recently, you know, for the Anna Rockets, Carter Winning has been moved up from the JV spot full-time, and he's been inserted into that starting lineup. That little move right there has kind of coexisted with the Anna Rockets getting this little run going here.
Kevin Ziegenbusch is facilitating. He's scoring some. He's able to drive to the basket and produce points. That's a big factor. We know how good a shooter Platfoot can be. X factor just might be A.J. Barhorst at just under 7 points a game. If he reaches 10 or a dozen, that could be the recipe for success for the Anna Rockets. Eli Pitts has been great for Bodkins all year. 38% behind the arc, 79% at the free throw line for Eli. Does not get any better than that.
No, and that's the thing. Eli Pitts has stepped up after a really strong sophomore year, has kind of taken his team and become the leader out front with them. And there's nothing better to have your point guard shooting 79% from the free throw line at the end of the ball games and him having the ball in his hands.
And we have not mentioned Owen Zimfer at 6'6". Biggest man on the floor tonight.
Biggest man on the floor, longest man on the floor. That young man's got three double-doubles on the year so far, and lately has been really doing a nice job on the offensive end. The nice thing with Owen, you don't have to run your offense through him. He just comes to the offense the way he hits the boards hard, both on the offensive and defensive end. And if there's a body on the floor, Owen Zimfer's probably one of them tonight, diving after loose balls.
Yeah, Zimfer has nearly 100 rebounds on the year so far for the Bodkins Trojans. 10 points per game for Zimfer in the middle. He is another player like A.J. Barhorst for Anna who could spring for 15 and turn this game around very quickly.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And the thing with Owen Zimfer, Barhorst is going to get his on those garbage buckets down there. Loose balls in the paint. They're not going to run a bunch of offense through him, but what he's going to do is grab that backside rebound. It's going back up and in. And he, if he gets fouled, he's going to the free throw line, and he's shooting it at 75% lately as well. You know, we talked about it off air. There's four Rockets shooting 75% in the last five games from the free throw line.
Both teams have headed back to their respective benches. We are just a minute away from the opening tip-off. Anna and Bodkins, it's a big SCAL game tonight. Thanks so much to Provico and Bodkins, a new sponsor at 225 South Main in Bodkins. Provico, a healthy home and garden starts with the right care. Provico and Bodkins has the products you need to take good care of your home and garden. Provico, your local source for home and garden success. 225 South Main in Bodkins. We'll return with starting lineups in the opening tip-off in a few minutes. Anna Bodkins, big SCAL boys clash tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. CURLYS meats.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why, obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left. As popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
Oh, the sounds of the Anna Gym. Anna Rockets being introduced. Botkins Trojans have just been introduced. They are on the floor. The starting five for Botkins. Eli Pitt, 6 foot junior at guard. Will Monin, 6'2 sophomore at a wing. Owen Zipfer, 6'6 senior in the middle. James Steinke, 6'4 senior. Tucker Hillscamp, 6'1 senior. They are at forward spots for Botkins. For the Anna Rockets, Logan Ziegenbusch out front, 5'11 sophomore. Ryland Platfoot, 5'11 junior at guard. Carter Winning in a wing, 6'6 junior. A.J. Barhorst, a forward, 6'4 senior. Brady Winning, forward, 6'4" senior. As we mentioned several minutes ago, Pitts had 15 in the first meeting between the two, won by Botkin 61-52. Monin and Zimfer had 13 each. Hillscamp had 11 for Anna in the first encounter. Platfoot scored 24. Brady Winning added 14 as Botkins had a big burst in the second half to come from a double-digit deficit late first quarter, early second quarter to win the 9, 61-52. Let's see what happens tonight. Opening tip to start the game is won by Botkins. The Trojans in the road black. White numbers, some gold and white trim. And at home in the white, green numbers, green piping. Here's Botkins working baseline right at Hillscamp. Feeds into the lane to Steinke. Steinke's bank shot is no good. It hit the glass rim and caromed away. Anna's got the rebound. Opening 30 seconds. Here's a foul line jump shot. Brady Winning for the Rockets. A good look. He missed it. Wide to the left. Botkin stares the board. Hillscamp brings it down. Baseline left. Might have gotten away with a little bit of a shuffle. Had a point blanker go long. Good late defense by Anna. Rockets got the board. No score. We've played a minute. Top of the circle. Platfoot with it for Anna. Platfoot gives it up to Ziegenbusch, 25 feet away. Top of the circle. Carter Winning. He lets up a long left-hander and hangs on the front iron. In comes off. Botkin snatches the board. Eli Pitts blazes a trail down the floor. Bales camp in the lane. Left wing Steinke. He unleashes a long three. No, off the heel. Long board to Pitts. Botkin still controls. We played 90 seconds. Both teams a bit cold. No score. Here's Zimfer. Herky-jerky moving the lane. Fall away shot. Good defense. Carter Winning. Way short. Winning got the best of that one. Rebound down to Anna.
Both teams trying to settle in here early. Both teams running some offense and having a hard time getting anything to fall.
Barhorst left side to Platfoot. Platfoot jettisons up a three-point bomb. It's a little heavy. Weak side rebound to Botkins. Racing down the floor, it's Steinke. We played 2 minutes, no score. The two teams, a combined 0-for-9 here at the start. Eli Pitts twists and turns below the foul line into the lane. And then Pitts leaves it out back on the play for teammate Will Monin. Left corner, Hillscamp. Around Barhorst, below the basket, throws to Steinke on the arc. He hurls up a three. It rims. Offensive stick back is good. Hillscamp got the rebound and laid it through.
Big chance there by Tucker Hillscamp. The play was actually made. Owen Zimfer got his hand on the ball on the rebound. Tucker's there to pick up the trash and put her in.
Oh, a nice cleanup on the play by Hillscamp as Botkins pops the pass up into the air and steals. Comes down to Monin. Monin up the floor, elbow in the right. And he makes a bad pass. Carter Winning steps in front of Hillscamp. And then Carter Winning, in his haste down the floor, coughs up the basketball as the clubs exchange turnovers. 5:12 to go, first quarter, 2-0 in favor of Botkins.
Length causing issues on both ends there. Owen Zimper getting the steal on one end for the Trojans. Carter Wenning getting the steal on the other end for the Rockets.
Here is Hillskamp down the floor for Botkins. Right wing to Zimper. He wants to drive, and Carter Wenning. Wenning chokes him off 10 feet away. Cross-court pass to Steike on the arc.
Neither team, you can't get in the lane right now, Jack. That thing is plugged up.
Both teams playing excellent defense. Just as you say that, Jeremy, there's a nice drive of Monin right down the pike. He lays it up strong off the heel. Rebound, Anna. Quickly down the floor at Ziegenbusch. At the elbow on the right, Ziegenbusch dribbles into traffic. Ball yanked away by Pitts. Pitts called for a reach.
Ooh. Could have went either way there, I believe, Jack. Pitts was in position maybe to take a charge.
That might have been a good no-call play on.
I'm all for more no-calls instead of charges.
Anna inbounds, deep right corner, Blackfoot overshoots. Weak side rebound, Hillskamp of Botkins. 2-0 Trojans. 4:21 to go, first quarter. Over the timeline, Hillskamp to Pitts. He tries to run away from Ziegenbusch. Pulls up outside the lane to the left. 15-footer by Pitts. Air ball, no good. Great defense on the play by Anna. Ziegenbusch storms down the floor into the lane. There is Pitts scratching and clawing, and he strikes the ball away. It goes out of bounds.
Both teams a little bit out of control here in the last 45 seconds to a minute, Jack.
Here is Anna inbounding below the rim. Low on the left, it's Carter Wenning. Good inbounds pass. Wenning shoots it, fade away. Bouncing, no good. Rebound tapped out, top of the circle to Blackfoot. Anna still got it. Rockets yet to score. Botkins has one field goal. 3:47 to go in the first quarter. Ziegenbusch at the foul line against Pitts. Good matchup there. Monin against Flatfoot. In the lane, it's Barhorse for Anna. Pivots, doesn't shoot. Goes left corner to a teammate who arches up a long three. Brady Wenning is short. Rebound loose on the deck. Botkins scrapes it off the hardwood and gets a timeout. 3:21 to go. Botkins pitching a shutout so far. 2-0 over Anna. Beyond the midway point, first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Here is Botkins, forecourt left, long three ball by Steinke, short. It ricochets off the rim, rebound Anna, quickly down the floor, Ziegenbusch. He wiggles into the lane, tries to dump it baseline left to Blackfoot, ball knocked free, picked up by an Anna player. Leaning in is Carter Wenning. He scores off the window and he's fouled. No, it's ruled charging. Take away the basket by Anna.
Big move there. James Steinke just stepped in the way and took a charge. Took one right to the chest.
I tell you what, Jeremy. It looks like the first edition of Botkins Anna on the gridiron.
Yeah, it does. It's 2-0. Somebody got a safety.
2 minutes, 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. You heard the score correctly. 2-0. Botkins in the lead. Here's Zimfer. Outside the arc on the left. Both teams playing man-to-man defenses, which are sticky. And that's an understatement. Zimfer in the lane. Shot blocked. Loose ball picked up by Welch, who's in off the bench for Botkins, the 5'10 junior. Passes down low on the left. to Vince Bayless, 6'5 Frost is in. He overshoots an 8-footer, rebound Anna Ziegenbusch all the way down the floor. He patrols the lane area, shoots up a shot, crammed, taken away by Botkins. Down the floor quickly, it is Pitts into the lane, hand off to Zimfer, a point blanker, no good. Rebound tapped out, Botkins still has it. Pitts top of the circle, fights his way into the paint. Throws left wing to Bayless. Long three, barely caught iron. Rebound Anna. Ziegenbusch down the floor. Errant pass picked off by Welsh. To Pitts for three. Blocked by Ziegenbusch, who came out of nowhere and crammed that baby up into the pep band here at the Anna Gym.
It's physical, Jack, but it's nothing out of the ordinary. But right now, these two teams are getting at it defensively. There ain't an open look out there anywhere.
Yep, defense tonight is spelled with the biggest capital D you could spell it with. 2-0 Botkins, 1:40 left first quarter. Pitts back to the basket, navigates below the foul line, gets into the lane, twists and turns, and he banked it in. Eli Pitts nails a shot from 7 feet. 4-0 Botkins, 1:28 to go first quarter.
First bucket in over 5 minutes here for the Trojans.
Here's a long three ball by Anna. Straight away, it's pumped up there from distance by the Rockets. It's missed by Noah Jenkins, who's in off the bench. It hit the rim, backboard, came down to Pitts. Pitts down the floor, quick foul line, Jay, around the rim and out, no good. Rebounded by Botkins in the paint area. It's Bayless. Bayless through to Hillskamp. He backs his defender down below the foul line, gives it up to Pitts on the arc. Under a minute to go in the first quarter, and Anna has been held scoreless. Dribble drive, Pitts, left side of the lane. Running banker, good defense, and Pitts still makes it. He kissed that one in off the glass.
Eli Pitts put his head down, put that foot in the ground, and went right to the hole and got to the rim.
6-0 Botkins, 30 seconds to go first quarter. Down low on the left for Anna. Getting great position is Brady Winning. He muscles up a two-pointer. First field goal for Anna. And it came 7 minutes and 40 seconds into this game.
That's where Anna probably needs to go. If they want to get going the right way, get Brady Winning the basketball and get him involved.
Here is a drive by Pitts from the left corner all the way to the rack. And he cleared out with the right hand. He dribbled to the basket, made a nifty two-pointer, but he managed to push off in doing so to create space. 8 seconds left and a possession, down 6-2.
That's a tough one. That's second one on Eli Pitts,
who's
the run right now, driving the train offensively for the Trojans.
Here is Anna down the floor, flat foot out of control. Ball loose in the right corner. Carter Winning gets it. And then it's stolen by Steinke. And Steinke's 65-footer for Botkins goes in and out and in and out. It hit the backboard, the rim, the glass, the iron, and spun away. 6-2 Botkins after one. 6 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for Botkins. 2 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for Anna. That's our score, 6-2, here on the hardwood at Anna tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Well, we start the second quarter. Anna gets a quick hoop Nice entry pass from the left corner of Barhorst. On the block, low left side. He got good position and has tallied a couple field goals. One from Barhorst, one from Wenning. They're low in the left, and it's 6-4. Bodkins as the Trojans throw it away. These two teams, a combined 5 for 30-some in the first 8.5 minutes of this contest.
The Bodkins Trojans come out 3 for 19 from the field. Anna Rockets turned it over 5 times, and they're only down 6-4.
7:22 to go, second quarter. Carter Wenning, top of the circle for Anna. Gives it up 25 feet away to Jenkins. Jenkins outside the arc on the right to teammate Blake Bixler. 6'1 senior is in. Ball fed to a driver. Sprinting in from the left flank for Anna is Ryland Platfoot, and he gets one in off the window. Nicely done.
Only Platfoot's second shot of the game.
We're tied at 6. 12 points combined between the two clubs in over 9 minutes. Bodkins attacks to her left. Here's Pitts with two fouls on the arc to Hillscamp. And it's an air ball triple. Doesn't catch iron and goes out of bounds. These two defenses are messing with the heads and arms of the shooters in this game.
Kind of a key scenario playing out here. Eli Pitts back on the floor with two fouls here early in the second half. And Anna commits turnover number 6.
At the Rockets, miscommunication out on the arc. Another miscue. Bad pass for the green and white. We're still stuck at 6 all. 6:20 left to go here in the second quarter. Zimfer back to the basket, top of the circle for Bodkins. On a weave, it goes to Monin. Monin elbow right, doesn't shoot. On a weave to Hillscamp. Hillscamp pivots into the lane, banks in a shot from 10, but it's ruled that he turned the corner and lowered the shoulder and charged. No goal.
Yep, lowered that shoulder and extended that arm. Great. Carter Wenning just fell to the floor. That's an easy call right there in the open.
My goodness gracious. Defenses are prevailing, and that just shows you, Jeremy, how hard these two teams are playing at the defensive end, and it's making the offenses look bad. Yeah, the shooting's off, but the defenses are having every bit to do with the low point total.
There's been 6 made buckets, and they've been absolutely contested.
There's a long three-point shot, but Jenkins missed by Anna. Rebound Wenning in the lane. 10-footer won't go. Followed by Wenning. Blocked by Zimfer. Scrapped for a loose ball. Hacking foul eventually on Bodkins. It is a two-shot situation for Wenning. Give him an A for effort. He was persistent on the offensive glass.
We've seen right there the Trojans went a little bit to their smaller lineup with Hillscamp out. And now Carter and Brady Wenning attacking the rim, going after rebounds. 3 offensive rebounds in 1 possession.
These teams are so weary. Carter Wenning went to the line and missed 1, missed 2 free throws. Rebound Barhorst for Anna low on the right, and he lowers the shoulder. He cracks into a Bodkins defender, and that is called charging.
Wow. Wow. It is absolutely brutal out there right now.
It is physical, unbelievable. Understand folks are listening in Atlanta, and they have experienced a dropout or two in reception. Tell you what, we are at the perfect transfer rate. Everything is fine on our end. No problems here. Here is Bodkins, baseline left, Monin. Throws to Zimfer, cutting down the lane. It's loose. Is picked up on the play by Pitts of Bodkins. Into the lane. Turnaround left hand. Jay is good. Well done by Pitts. 8-6 Bodkins.
You wonder if this, with Eli having 2 fouls, is that going to keep him out of the lane? Evidently our answer is no.
5 minutes to go, second quarter. Platfoot on the arc to Barhorst. Right corner, Ziegenbusch. Ziegenbusch. Crossover dribble. Jenkins shakes it loose. And it rolls over the end line. Out of bounds to Anna below the basket. Ziegenbusch will play it in with 4:54 to go in the second quarter. And we have not reached double digits yet. Ball inbound to Carter Winning. He splits two defenders and lays it in with the left hand. Carter Winning. Splashed home a deuce. We're tied back up at 8.
Great no call there on a flop call in the middle.
Here is Steinke, left corner for Botkins. He tight ropes the boundary below the basket, comes out opposite side, tries a reverse layup, and is chopped on the arm. Steinke for Botkins will get 2.
James 0 for 3 on his first three-pointers. Anna attacks out hard. He pumps fake and goes to the rim.
We are tied up at 8. The free throw by Steinke is good. It's 9-8 in favor of Botkins, up a point, 4:39 to go, second quarter. Second shot, Steinke, yipper. Botkins up 2, 10-8. Anna Ziegenbusch over the timeline. Gives it up outside the arc on the right to Carter Winning. Stolen by Welsh of Botkins. He steamrolls down the floor, pivots in the lane, and hits. Nice turnaround shot. Ball taken away by Welsh, who then produces 2 points at the other end.
Braden Welsh has played extremely well lately for Phil Groves.
Oh, he has. 12-8 Botkins. Long miss, but flat foot of Anna. Rebound deflected to Monin for the Trojans. He comes down the floor, pulls up outside the lane, and banks it in. 12-footer by Monin. Botkins on a mini roll. Trojans 12, Rockets 8. 4 minutes left, second quarter. On Scores, broadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Botkins Trojans trying to maintain their unblemished record in the SCAL, leading 14-8. 3:38 left to go here in the second quarter. Ziegenbusch down the floor for Anna. In the lane, he meets two or three black jerseys. Simpfer on the block. Taken away by Botkins. Down the floor to Pitts. Botkins leads by 6. 3:20 left, second quarter. Below the foul line, Pitts. Jump shot, 14-footer. Bingo! Nice shot by Eli Pitts.
Eli with 8 now on the game, 4 twos, able to get in that middle of that lane.
He is playing with 2 fouls, is Pitts for Botkins. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Ziegenbusch, top of the circle. Gives it off on the play to Barhorst. He veers right, still 25 feet away. Handoff on the play to Brady Winning. Doubled in the right corner. Skips it cross court for Blackfoot. Blackfoot behind him to a teammate. It's Bixler. Long bomb left corner. Yes! And as Bixler nails a 3, that's a big triple for the green and white.
Big shot for Anna.
Sure was. 16-11 in favor of Botkins. Sprinting down the floor, Monin. Monin for Botkins in the lane. Fadeaway shot. No good. Stick back is missed by Zimpfer. Anna's got the board. Down 5. Give and go, Blackfoot catches outside the paint, low in the right, and swishes a 7-footer. Well done by Anna, which cuts into the Botkins lead at 16-13. 2:12 left, second quarter. Monin to Zimpfer, who comes out to catch. Oh, a beautiful bounce pass, leading Pitts nicely. Layup is in. Assist Zimpfer, the big man, deals the ball off nicely.
Eli Pitts made a great cut right there, and Owen Zimpfer threw a nice little bounce pass and knocked it down for an easy layup.
Baseline left. Here's Barhorst for Anna. A running shot. Floats off the rim. No good. Rebound Botkins. Quickly down the floor. Out in front is Pitts. Driving layup through traffic. No. Rebound Anna. And we've got a scrum for a loose ball at midcourt. Arrow favors Hopkins, which is up 5, 18-13. Anna trying to spoil the party for Botkins, unbeaten in the SCAL. Next Friday, Botkins is at Rushi, home to Jackson Center on Tuesday. 2 years ago here, Rushi came in unbeaten, lost to Anna 52-48 in Botkins State Championship year. 2021, only 3 defeats suffered by Botkins, one of them right here in this gym, 61-59. Anna, oftentimes the underdog, pulls off a major surprise. 1:17 to go in the first half. Pitts out high for Botkins. Left corner, Steike back to Pitts. There's a long, long three. Oh, it dips in, dips out. Tough break for Pitts. Rebound low on the left by Brady Winning of Anna. And man, is Winning been held in check, 2 points.
He had the one good look right at the beginning of the second quarter, and since then, not so much, and that is 3 fouls now on Eli Pitts.
Uh-oh, Blake Bixler just made a splendid drive from outside the arc. He probed the middle. He got into the body of Eli Pitts and attracted foul number 3 on Eli. 2 free throws here for Bixler of Anna. He's come off the bench and popped in a big trifecta. The free throw here is dead center. 18-14, Botkins up 4.
They're going to let Eli Pitts out there with 3.
57 seconds to go in the first half. And Bixler cans 2 at the stripe, 18-15. Botkins by 3, final 50 ticks off the clock here in the second quarter. Welsh on the arc for Botkins. Gives it to Zimpfer. Oh, a spin move by Zimpfer. He cuts into the lane and scores. The 6'6 post player for Botkins. A good dribble drive through traffic. Fine play by Owen Zimpfer of the Trojans, who are up 5, 20-15.
Owen's first bucket of the night.
26 seconds to go, first half. Dribbling on the arc, Bixler for Anna. Still on the bounce. Picked up by Pitts. Pitts doesn't dare pick up a fourth. Outside the arc on the left, it goes to Jenkins. Straight away, Bixler. Shot fake. Dribbles through traffic. Enters the lane. Running one-hander. Got it! Bixler with a great second quarter for Anna. 4 seconds to go. Botkins up 3. Pitts top of the circle. It's a 2-ball. It's a 2-ball. It's good! He clearly was on the line. He was on the line, but the official said, give him 3,
wow.
I do believe.
They may talk about that.
It doesn't look like they are. It appeared as though Pitts was straddling the arc.
Wow.
Maybe his lead foot, Jeremy, was an inch off the hardwood and wasn't touching. Nonetheless, a 3 is registered by the officials and on the board. That's a big triple at the buzzer ending the second quarter by Pitts, who had a splendid first half for Botkins, even though he picked up 3 fouls. 23-17, Trojans over Anna after 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Hey, do you have short or long-term pain or discomfort? I'd like for you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, your care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
You can contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness at 937-710-8744. That's 710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
And welcome back here to Anna, the home of a low-scoring but tight battle tonight between the Rockets and the visiting Botkins Trojans. And it is a battle. It is highly physical. The two teams got off to four shooting starts, roughly four or five made shots combined between the two in some nearly 30 attempts. Alongside, Jeremy Kleiman's got the rundown on the scoring, and he'll capture for you how the 40 points were tallied in this game. 23-17, Botkins by six over Anna after two quarters.
For the visiting Botkins Trojans, they're led in the scoring column by Eli Pitts with 13, who played the first half with three fouls. That Will Monin has two, Braden Welsh, Owen Zimford, James Steinke, and Tucker Holzkamp. They each have two apiece. They scored six in the first quarter, 17 in the second quarter for their 23 on the day. And for the home team, Anna Rockets, they're led in the scoring column by Blake Bixler, who's had seven. All of those came in the second quarter. Rylan Platfoot has four. Carter Wenning, A.J. Barhorst, and Brady Wenning has two apiece. They scored 2 points in the first quarter and then 15 in the second quarter. The biggest change right here, the problem for the Anna Rockets, 10 turnovers in the first half have led to multiple chances for the Bakken's Trojans. On the other side, the Trojans, they're not giving themselves a chance to run away with this, only shooting 10 for 33 from the field in the first half.
These two clubs, Jeremy, have probably set a record for the number of deflections of passes. Very few clean passes have been made in this game. The defense for Ann and Botkins is just out of this world.
Yeah, the first quarter was absolutely spectacular from a defensive perspective. Kids in the right position, players in the right spots, cutting off lanes and traffic and stuff like that. There wasn't an easy look out there in the first quarter. The second quarter, it opened up a little bit, but it wasn't necessarily off their offense. It was both teams attacking the offensive rebounds, where both teams were able to get to the offensive boards and give themselves a chance.
And Botkins has a six-point cushion, 23-17 at the halftime break, as the Trojans 8-0 in the SCAL try to fend off Anna, which is 5-2 in league play. Our halftime is brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
This is Jack Kramer along with Jeremy Plyman on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Good news, Jeremy. Eli Pitts is not in the foul trouble we thought, if indeed the scoreboard is correct. And we had him for at least two offensive fouls in the first two quarters of this game. But the board, perhaps erroneously, only says one.
There was the one play on the charge where his ball went out of bounds after the defender went to the floor. I thought they called a charge. I think both of us did. They called it just a turnover.
Anna starts the third quarter with a long three by Blake Bixler. It is no good. It hit the heel. Kicked away to Botkins. Forecourt left. Here's Monin. He chucks up a three. It rims out. Loose ball rebound in the paint. Hillskamp's got it. On the arc to the left-hander, Steinke. It's hard. Monin crashes the board, and he scores. What a play by Will Monin. He had a nose for the basketball right there.
Just keeping after it on a loose ball. And the Trojans are going to come out in a 2-3 zone.
How about that? Botkins in the lead by eight. Let's see how Coach Nate Barhorst's club handles this zone look from Botkins. Far right wing, it's Carter Winning. Dumps it down to Bixler in the corner. Interestingly enough, we've seen very little of Logan Ziegenbusch in this game for Anna. Went out fairly early, perhaps an injury of some sort, maybe under the weather.
Yeah, right now, those absence lists in these schools are a little bit long. You don't know. Maybe he isn't feeling great. Bixler into the game here to start the second half.
Yeah, Blake has played extremely well so far for Anna in this contest with 7 points. And here we've got a palming violation or a five-second call. Well, I'm not right on either one. Moving screen on Anna. That's an empty possession. Botkins up 8, 25-17.
Turnover number 11 for the Rockets.
Top of the circle pitch for Botkins. Throws to Zimp for foul line. He coughed up the ball. Steinke retrieves on the arc. Here is Steinke slicing down the lane. Running left-hander, no good. Rebound low on the right for Zimpfer. Ducks under Carter Winning. He blocks it. Loose ball picked up by Zimpfer. Fadeaway 10-footer, no good. Crashing the board. Steinke still got it. Botkins in possession. On the arc, DeMonin. Shot fake. He's running to the rim. Too hard. No good. Several shots blown there, but Botkins, Anna eventually got the rebound.
Right now, the Botkins Trojans just outworking the Anna Rockets.
Here is Barhorst, top of the circle. He's got a crease, and he knifes his way down the lane to the rack. Missed the shot. Foul, though, but Botkins. Couple free throws. Barhorst for Anna. He's been silent. He and Brady Winning, easy for me to say, Brady Winning, spit it out, Jack. 2 points apiece for Barhorst and Winning. And as a result, Anna's output has been curtailed. Only 17 points in about 19 minutes in this game.
For the Rockets, they really haven't worked to even get Winning much involved. He's got a bucket early, but since then, we haven't seen it.
Oh, my goodness. A.J. Barhorst just misfired twice at the free throw line. Botkins latched onto the rebound. Down the floor, Trojans. Top of the circle, Monin. Goes to the foul line, twisting, turning. Here's a leaner with the left hand, trying to draw the foul. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound sent for a reach-in foul. Anna, 25-17. Trojans up 8. 5:11 to go here in the third quarter. Defenses for both teams outstanding. Again, I look at the scoring totals for Anna. Flatfoot 4. Brady Winning 2, Barhorst 2. That's simply not enough production.
Nope. It's too one-sided right now, and it was Blake Bixler most of the way.
Oh, here's Monin, right corner for Botkins. He dribbles along the boundary below the basket. Left-hand shot, no good. Rebounded by Anna. Monin was challenged, couldn't get it to fall. Bixler down the floor for the Rockets. Outside the arc on the right to Flatfoot. Here's a drive by Ryland all the way to the rack. A floater hits the rim, bounds away. Rebound Botkins. Zimpfer to the trailer. It's Monin, near side Hillscamp. Starts to drive into the lane. Cross court to Pitts. Pitts carves out space in the paint area. Doesn't shoot. Gives it up to Steinke 25 feet away. Pitts thought about going back door. Then he comes out to catch. Now Zimpfer, high left. Long three ball. Oh, and Zimpfer! Beautiful shot by Zimpfer. And the lead is 11. The biggest for Botkins. Timeout, Anna, after the Zimpfer trifecta. 28-17 Trojans. 4:16 left in the third. On scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Well, Sagenbusch, who's been an important player for Anna recently, is back on the floor, but the Rockets dribble the ball around and throw it away in the right corner. Botkins with a steal. Down the floor, Pitts. Cross court, low on the right to Steinke. And it's poked out of bounds by Brady Winning of Anna. 28-17 Botkins. 3:44 left here in the third quarter.
Trojans came out and showed 2-3 zone and then went man out of it, and it threw Anna out of all out of sorts there.
Will Monin, top of the circle for Botkins. Hand off to Pitts. Sagenbusch guards him. Pitts on the dribble. At the elbow on the left, down the left side of the lane. Running hook shot in traffic. No good. Rebound Sagenbusch. Sagenbusch all the way, 60 feet down the lane. Scoring! What a play, Logan Sagenbusch. He made a mad dash down the court. Darted around two or three black jerseys. And got the driving layup to go. 28-19. Botkins. 3 minutes left, third quarter. Outside the arc on the right at Zimpfer. Curling underneath is Monin. He posts up on the defender and missed it strong. Rebound smacked on the arc to Steinke. And he's raked on the arm by Sagenbusch. That's a good call.
Stat of the third quarter so far. Botkins Trojans, 8 offensive rebounds.
Boy, they have gotten a slew of them. Simply out-hustling Anna on the glass, that is for sure. Helping lead the visiting team to a 9-point spread. 28-19, 2:53 to go here in the third quarter. Inbounded to Welsh on the arc for Botkins. Picked up a Platfoot. Platfoot's got 4, Brady Winning 2. Here's Pitts on a drive. Shake and bake move, and he hits it. What a play. Nicely done around Jenkins. Pitts, brilliant move. I tell you what, when you need 2 points, give it to Eli. He will make things go.
We got him for 15 right now on the game.
One half of Botkins' 30 points have been scored by Eli Pitts. He's been a magician tonight. Here's a cross-court pass to Sagenbusch. Knocked out of bounds by Hillskamp. Another one of those aerials thrown about 30 feet in the air. And it's telegraphed. Botkins nearly swiped it. Anna's had trouble delivering the basketball among teammates all night long. Botkins' defense has been outstanding. Trojans have overplayed many Anna passes. And it's worked to Botkins' advantage. Here's Brady Winning on the arc. Handoff to Platfoot. Great switch by Botkins. Fadeaway shot by Platfoot is way short.
Great defense, Braden Welsh. Yep. Wow.
Microcosm of the whole game right there as Botkins came with the hedge. Brady Welsh switched off on Platfoot after the screen, and the shot was badly missed. Botkins down the floor, working clock. 1:48 to go, third quarter, 30-19 Anna. Here's Pitts, a 27-footer, longest shot of the night. Hits the rim, no good. Rebound, Brady Winning, and he's tied up on the play by Welsh. Welsh got in there late, got mitts on the ball, was rewarded a jump. They look at the arrow, and guess what? Botkins keeps it.
Coach Phil Groves has talked all week about how Braden Welsh has really come on and given them valuable minutes, allows them to get keep guys fresh and go to the bench, as him and Vincent Bayless are now both in the game.
Here is Welsh on the arc to Bayless. Bayless is quite long, 6'5", freshman. He and Welsh, the duo, have been subbed in. Pass to Monin in the lane. Nearly fouled, but Winning. Shot by Monin. It's awkward. Off to the left, over the back, rebounding foul against the Botkins Trojans. Maybe it's a jump arrow favoring Anna. That's the call. Anna's got to get on the hurry up. Anna needs a fast track. down by 11, 1:17 to go in the third quarter.
Will Monin maybe trying to do a little bit too much right now, trying to get in the post and scored. And so far, he's gotten down there five or six times, but hasn't been able to score.
Yep, Reese Pettit, 6'2 junior, on the floor for Anna. Here's a long three, right corner by Pettit. He's got it. A big trifecta by Reese Pettit in off the bench. As I recognize he's out there, he steps into a triple and drains it, and it's 30-22. Bodkin's lead is 8 with a minute left in the third quarter. It was 11, the biggest of the night. And here we are with a moving screen at the Bodkin's end of the court. Possession, Anna. And we've got 39.8 left here in the third quarter.
You know, in that first half, Jack, there was some runs made where the Trojans tried to get out 7 or 8. Anna came back, and now we're looking at the Rockets at one time. They were down 11, and now they've cut it to 8.
Well, a bad idea by Brady Winning for Anna. He tried to dribble between two Trojans, simply could not do it. Trojans took it away, started up the floor. Anna knocked it out of bounds. Again, another great example of some laziness in ball handling by Anna. Good defense by Bodkin's. Trojans have a last shot coming up into the third quarter. 15 seconds to go. Bodkin's up 11, 30-19. Here's an overplay, a hedge on Pitts, who gives it to Zimfer, shoots the three and buries it. The second three of the night for Owen Zimfer. 2 seconds, 1 second. That'll do it. 33-22, Bodkin's after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Anna Rockets had the first possession here in the fourth quarter. It's a long one. Anna trying to find the perfect shot. Down 11, dribbling on the arc. It's Barhorst. He picks up the dribble, gives to Carter Winning, top of the circle. Seggenbusch near side. Left corner, ball fed to Noah Jenkins, 6'3 junior. He wants to go to the post. Barhorst falls down. Bounce left behind him for Seggenbusch. He goes foul line, jumping, shooting from 16 feet. It's off to the right. Rebound rolling, and it's picked up by Seggenbusch, top of the circle. Anna still got it. And there's an entry pass from the left wing by Jenkins. He tried to throw a dime on the inside for Barhorst. Hooking foul. Bodkin's, 6:47 left in the game. 33-22 in favor of the Trojans. Seggenbusch has come out. Logan doesn't look quite right to me tonight.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't, Jack. Everything seems to be a little bit short. He seems to be just a hair bit slow, maybe like he's got something going on there.
Inbounds play, Anna, jump shot left wing. It is no good. Rebound Botkins quickly down the floor. Monin strides into the lane, and it's raked away. Off an Anna player goes out of bounds. Rockets simply have been lacking on offense, in part due to Botkins' amazing D. But Anna's been sloppy, lazy with the ball. Here's good hustle by the Rockets and a steal. Coming down the floor, Blackfoot. Blackfoot running into the paint against Steike. And it's blocked by Steike. Loose ball to Monin. Monin sprints the other way. Got it for two. 35-22, 13-point lead for Botkins. That's the biggest of the night. Anna's Blackfoot, top of the circle. Throws right side. Another deflection by Botkins. And the ball bounds up into the third row.
The Trojans aren't letting anything get to the wing at all. That ball gets up top. They're allowing it to be reversed out top. But when they try to get, Anna tries to get it back to the wing, there's nothing there. There are constant hands on that, on those balls right now.
Flatfoot's got 4 points. Brady winning 2 points for Anna. Two leading scorers on the year. They've combined for six. Carter winning a straightaway triple. It caroms off the ring. Rebound Botkins, three on one. Steinke shaking, bake in the lane. He's got it. Botkins up by 15. Timeout, Anna. Rockets in serious trouble. 37-22 Trojans. 5:49 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
As we return to action with 5:18 to go in the fourth quarter, Blackfoot for Anna misfired on a runner in the lane. It wasn't close. Botkins has gobbled up the rebound, and the Trojans begin to work clock. Here's Welsh, elbow in the right. Mid-post area, Zimpfer. He's double-teamed. On the arc to Welsh for three. Swish! My goodness gracious, Botkins 40, Anna 22. The Trojans are putting the wood on the Anna Rockets here tonight. There's a long set shot by Anna. Three-point try missed on the play by Noah Jenkins. Rebound down to Botkins. Up the floor to Pitts. He gives it up, gets it back. Pitts meets resistance. Might have turned it over, no call. Far left corner, Zipfer. Carter winning all over him. Ball dished to Steinke. No team fouls on Anna in the period. One on Botkins. Baseline right, Hillskamp. Oh, great wraparound pass to Steinke. Layup is good! 42-22. Phenomenal teamwork. Botkins. Anna had to overplay, go for the steal. Botkins took advantage of the situation. Trojans up 20. 4:16 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at OReillyMTS.com. That's OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum. Serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Blake Bixler off the bench, leading scorer with 7. And after the timeout, runs a play, gets a 15-foot jump shot from Jenkins. It is missed, rebound down to Botkins. 20-point lead for the team in black. Hillscamp outside the arc on the right. Botkins bearing down on 9-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Is home to Jackson Center on Tuesday at Rushi next Friday. Here's Pitts, low on the left. He's crowded. Good defense by Anna. A Rocket player swipes it loose. We've got a jump. Arrow favors Botkins. 3:17 left, fourth quarter. Just an absolutely phenomenal defensive effort by the Botkins Trojans tonight, who have suffocated the Anna Rockets and shut down the likes of Brady Winning and Ryland Platfoot, who have 6 points combined.
You ain't kidding, Jack. Suffocating is the exact word. This defense has went to a whole different level from the Trojans tonight.
Here is Monin, top of the circle for Botkins. He goes below the foul line. Gives it up to Welsh in the left corner. 3:05 to go in the fourth. Botkins 42, Anna 22. As Anna's offense has been stalled out tonight, completely halted by the Botkins Trojans defense. Foul on Anna, 3 minutes left. 20-point lead, Botkins.
A couple key buckets. The three by Owen Zimfer at the end of the third quarter, and then the backbreaker by Braden Welsh to put them up almost 20 there, made Nate Barhorst call two timeouts. That was just crucial for the Rockets.
And Anna didn't respond after either timeout. 42-22, Botkins, 2:45 to go in the fourth. Pitts, top of the circle, hurls a pass to Welsh, left corner. Welsh out high, now for Botkins. Back to Pitts. Pitts dribbling, fakes right, goes left, picked up by Bixler. The weave is on Monin, Zimfer. Left corner, Pitts doesn't even look at the basket. Had an open 17-footer and said, no, I'm going to work clock. There's a loose ball, far side of the floor. Picked up on the play by Pitts, and what's been called, timeout, Botkins.
Owen Zimfer with a heady timeout. He got a little bit out of sorts over there. People are all over the place. He grabbed the ball, a couple of kids at his feet, saved the Trojans a possession.
That well done by Zimfer using his head. Very timely timeout, 42-22. Late in the fourth, Botkins up by 20 on ScoresBroadcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Singabush wants to throw. Out pattern. Goal line. Receiver on the run. Yes, he catches. Touchdown. Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
As we return to action, Botkins just missed four shots, got four offensive rebounds, threw it to Pitts on the arc. He misfires a trifecta, and guess what? Botkins got another offensive rebound. My, oh, my. Pivoting in the lane, up with the left hand, and scoring is the freshman, Vince Bayless. What a shot by him. Score is doubled, 44-22, Botkins, and a four-court left, reach in foul, Trojans, 1:35 to go here in the fourth.
The Trojans are going to clear the floor, take all the starters and the bench off.
Oh, what a showing tonight by the visiting team, the Botkins Trojans.
Let's not kid ourselves here, Jack. The Trojans have put 44 points on the board. Offensively, it wasn't great, but defensively was a whole nother level than we've seen them put on, and they've been awfully good all year, and today was a whole different level.
Julian Stearns is in off the bench for the Anna Rockets, which get a short home team gets a short shot to fall on the inside. I'm not sure who got that two-pointer. 44-24 in favor of Botkins by 20. Anna gets a bench player to come in as a reserve, of course, against the Trojans' reserves. Quickly, Anna gets a bucket. Anna, starting five, was handcuffed all night long by terrific, suffocating defense from Botkins. The man-to-man was awesome. 44-24, Botkins works the clock, pitch top of the circle. The weave continues. Noah Miller in, 6'2 senior. Trent Paul in, 5'5 senior. Wesley Gutman, 6'2 sophomore, on the court for Botkins. There's a bad pass picked off by Anna, 24 seconds to go. Julian Stearns on a drive down the lane. Shot hits the flange, no good. Rebound Stearns, low on the right to a teammate who lays it in. And the mystery man, number 40, gets a second field goal for Anna, and that'll do it. Botkins was up 44-22 with a minute to go. It's going to wind up 44-26 as Botkins throttles Anna here tonight. The Botkins defense just simply handcuffed the Rockets all evening long. Botkins overplayed passes on the arc, muddied up the paint, didn't allow Anna to get through. Unofficially, Brady winning, Ryland Platfoot, 6 points combined. Official scoring in just a few minutes from Jeremy Plyman. Fans exit here at Anna, those in green and white disappointed as Botkins comes into Anna and whips the Rockets for the second time this year. 61-52 in the first meeting. 44-26 here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, production support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire,
check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs that follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Volley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Well, the Anna Pep Band just concluded trying to strike up some noise. Anna's offense didn't make any noise tonight as Botkins clips Anna 44-26. We'll run down the scoring for you in just a few minutes. I'd like to tell you all about Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. We are now your new community go-to store. We've got what you've asked for on our shelves. Mahaffey Pies, Winter's Meats, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more. At Schaefer Market, sample the hot daily lunches in the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. Don't forget the North Loramie drive-thru on North Main in Fort Loramie is now the Schaefer drive-thru. You can grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer drive-thru north edge of town on Main Street. Don't forget to stop by today at the Schaefer Market store, formerly Wagner's, on South Main, and check out the new items as well as your old favorites. Schaefer RV Storage, also new, located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54. Email Holly Schaefer, holly@schaeferoil.com. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage. And support the Schaefer Market Gallon Give Back Program at the Market Gas Pumps. Always low pricing. Plus, a penny from each gallon sold goes to a special public service endeavor. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, is your family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. Styling for 40 years now at Cutaway. Beautiful hair, beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon. Owner extraordinaire is Deb Gubo. Stylists are Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, and Turner. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. But the game didn't deliver as advertised, simply because Botkin's defense was magnificent, holding Anna to a mere 26 points. And we've got the lowdown on all the scoring coming up in seconds. Standing by, Jeremy Plyman, 44-26 Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Up the upset-minded Anna Rockets were routed tonight by Botkins to the tune of 44-26. Anna had pulled off some upset specials here in recent years. 2 years ago, defeated Rushi, hung the first loss on the Raiders that season. Right here in this gym, Anna won it 52-48. Rushi went on to get to the state semifinals that season in Division Four, and back in 21-22, Botkins won the state. The Trojans played here late in the season at Anna. Botkins lost three all year long, won the state title in D4, but Anna was victorious, 61-59. Tonight, the Botkins Trojans would have none of that. No upsets, not a chance, as Botkins blistered Anna 44-26. Jeremy, how did Botkins do it? For sure, defense-fueled offense, that's certainly how it happened in part.
What, 100%. This wasn't just a complete, this wasn't about an offensive onslaught. This was a defensive manhandling by the Botkins Trojans tonight.
Yep.
And then it led into, in the second half, in the third quarter, the Trojans went to work on the offensive boards. They finished the game with 18 offensive rebounds, 13 of them in the second half, and a good chunk of them came in the first 5 minutes of the second, of the third quarter.
Yeah, I was just unbelievably pleased with Botkins' defense, which showed me something that I hadn't seen since Botkins dismantled Jackson Center on the road early in the season at the Tigers gym. That was great defense that night. You wouldn't expect Botkins to play that way every night, but I tell you what, the Trojans have proven they are capable of that caliber of defense often, and it showed up once again this evening.
Yeah, and it's not pretty on the offensive end at times, but what is flat-out pretty is the way they get after you on the defensive end. They've shown things like this throughout the year, and they've relied on their defense. You talk to Coach Phil Groves, you talk to Coach Dane, Assistant Coach Dane Cook, they talk about that all the time, of we are a defensive team. Well, tonight, yeah, you absolutely proved it there.
Sour Mugs brings you the scoring and our stars of this game, Sour Mugs in West Milton, Sour Mugs in Piqua in the Social, in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. 44-26, how did the two teams amass their point totals, Jeremy?
Ryland, for the Anna Rockets, Blake Bitzler led them with 7 points. Ryland Platfoot had four. Reese Pettit had three. Logan Ziegenbusch, Carter Wenning, A.J. Barhorst, and Brady Wenning, 2 points apiece, and we were hanging. They needed to hang their hats on those young men.
Yep.
Tonight was a rough night for the Rockets. On the other end, for the Bakken's Trojans, they were led with by Eli Platfoot, who absolutely went to town in the second quarter. Eli Pitts had 15 points on the game, had 9 in the second quarter. Will Monin had 6. Braden Welsh had 5. Owen Zimpfer had 8. James Steinke had 6. Tucker Holzkamp had 2. And Vincent Bayless had 2.
I hear the cliche often. Defense travels. It traveled on the road from Bodkins to Anna tonight. And Bodkins just flat out stifled the Rockets offense. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, it traveled five miles down the road tonight, and it traveled really well on that bus.
Be with us tomorrow afternoon. We got Bodkins again against a very big 2-loss Preble Shawnee team that was playing Newton tonight. That's Preble Shawnee out of the Western Ohio Athletic Conference. 2 losses, 3 young men in the starting five. 6'3", 6'4", 6'5".
6'6".
6'6", all averaging, the three of them, mid-teens, 13, 14, 15 points a game. We'll see how Bodkins responds, both teams. Preble Shawnee, Bodkins, quick turnaround. JV starts at 2 tomorrow at Bodkins. Varsity about 3:30 or so. We're on the air around 2:40 p.m. in that neighborhood. Check scoresbroadcast.com as early as 2:30. If we have a quick JV game, our pregame may kick off as early as 2:30 tomorrow. Preble Shawnee at Bodkins. Preble Shawnee, a very good opponent. Later in the year, Bodkins plays out of the league against Lima Central Catholic, another outstanding non-league foe.
Yeah, the Bakken's Trojans are going to welcome Sean Powell back to town and his LCC Thunderbolts up there. That should be a great game. There's probably going to be a lot of emotion around with that one, and that'll be a good one to finish off the year for the Trojans. Right now, we talked about it in our pregame. This four-game stretch for the Trojans was going to be critical. Tonight here at Anna, tomorrow at home with the Preble Shawnee, Tuesday at home with Jackson Center, and then Friday going to Rushi. Well, the Bakken's Trojans took off step number one. They checked the box right there defensively here tonight. We go back to our Sour Mug stars of the game for the Anna Rockets.
Yep.
We're going to have Blake Bixler. He came off the bench in the second quarter when it was a little stagnant for the Rockets, and he got them 7 quick points. He ended up with 7 on the night. And for the Bakken's Trojans, you know, Eli Pitts does everything for these Trojans a lot, and he had 15 tonight. But how about the play of Owen Zimpfer?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 8 points, I would venture to say at least double digits on rebounds, keeps a lot of balls alive and tips. Owen Zimpfer hit a 3 right at the end of the third quarter. That absolutely broke the backs of the Anna Rockets,
yep,
and that was over. Owen Zimpfer is going to be our player of the game because that was a big moment that he had in there, and he causes a lot of ruckus for the Bakken's Trojans.
Bixler for Anna, Zimpfer for Bodkins. This segment of our broadcast brought to you by Sour Mugs in West Milton and in the Social in the Piqua Center in the Piqua East Mall.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Well, we've got a few scores for you. This one here, 44-26, as Botkins drubs Anna by 18 points. Delphi St. John's was leading Versailles 36-13 at halftime. Jackson Center 44, Houston 17 in the fourth. These scores courtesy of Denny Monin in Rushi, who is faithfully listening to our scoresbroadcast.com presentation tonight. Fort Loramie down to Fairlawn by a final score of 65-43. Botkins Trojans now go to 9-0 in the SCAL, 12-2 overall, and a 6-9 on the year, 5-3 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Botkins' next foe is Preble Shawnee, as we noted, tomorrow afternoon. A varsity tilt in the neighborhood at 3:15 or 3:30. JV game starts at 2. We're on the air maybe as early as 2:30 tomorrow afternoon with the pregame. An outstanding Preble Shawnee team with two losses, a lot of size, comes to Botkins tomorrow. We've got the coverage, and we'll see how Botkins and Preble Shawnee both do on quick turnarounds, each playing games tonight. Botkins plays at Rushi next Friday, February 6th, home with Jackson Center Tuesday, February 3rd. Botkins standing at 9-0. The final SCAL game is with Houston on February 13th, and clearly Botkins will be a decided favorite against Jackson Center and Rushi. Jeremy?
Big game on Tuesday night. Trojans win, it's over in the Shelby County Athletic League. That gives them a three-game lead.
Good point.
Right now, they're up two on the Jackson Center Tigers. This is a big game for the league. If Jackson Center wants to keep everybody involved, you know, in this game, if the Trojans come out victorious, it's game over already.
Yeah, tonight, loss number three for Anna. Rushi had three setbacks coming into this evening in the league. Jackson Center has two. You're right, Jeremy. A Jackson Center loss to Botkins on Tuesday night would give the Tigers three setbacks. Botkins would have a three-game lead with just a couple to go. Meanwhile, Anna upcoming has got Miami East tomorrow night. Double weekend for the Rockets at Miami East tomorrow evening at Fort Loramie on Tuesday. And don't forget, on Tuesday night, we are at Botkins. Jackson Center against the Trojans, boys basketball. And next Thursday, we'll decide the Shelby County League girls race. Fort Loramie, two losses in the league. Rushi, one. Rushi, Fort Loramie collide next Thursday. We'll see if Fort Loramie can upset the Raiders and forge a tie. Or will Rushi win the girls' side of the SCAL outright next Thursday night?
In 3 days, the Shelby County Athletic League could be all sewed up.
Yep.
We haven't seen that in a long time.
That's a good point. It could be early conclusions to the races on both sides, boys and girls. Thanks so much to all of you who listened. I got texts and emails from Austin, Texas, Atlanta, Georgia, Newark, New Jersey, Detroit, Michigan. Thanks to all of you who joined us tonight. Thanks to the online listenership. Thanks to Jeremy Plyman. Chuck McBee still out under the weather. Another cold night. Chuck, get better. He's been resting, trying to get through the very last stages of pneumonia.
I bet Chuck wants to be in the gym Tuesday night.
It wasn't a serious grade of pneumonia nonetheless, especially in this weather. You take it seriously.
Yep.
That's for sure. Thanks to Jeremy Plyman alongside Jack Kramer, bidding you good evening from here at Anna. Botkins Trojans with the Anna Rockets going away 44-26 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCal very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from LaCal Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.